This is Tiffany Liao, commenting on page 119 to 122 from The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay by Michael Chabon. I chose to comment this passage because I really liked what it revealed about the creation process of Sammy and Joseph and of artists or golem makers in general, including Chabon himself. And what really grabbed me from the beginning is the opening line, "Every universe, our own included, begins in conversation." Chabon seems to be arguing that the act of creation is necessarily a collaborative venture. There needs to be an exchange that takes place and a mutual desire for creation. The use of the word conversation is also interesting. Is talking then a form of creation? Is creation itself a dialogue? The passage goes on to say that every golem is summoned into existence. It's an interesting notion that all golems, and thus more abstractly all acts of creation, including in Chabon's eyes our own universe, reflect an act of purpose and a reason for being. That's something I'd be interested to talk more about in class and see how you all read this line and what you believe are the components necessary for conversation and thus creation. What I also found interesting was how Chabon in this passage essentially likens the spiritual Kabbalistic chit-chat that the rabbi uses to raise the golem to the brainstorming sessions that Joseph and Sammy have to raise the escapist. For Chabon, it's all conversation to him, and all equally valid forms of creation. This comparison helps us see that what Joseph and Sammy and all creators are doing is something just as miraculous as the rabbi creating life from river clay. This idea of creation as magical is strengthened with a description of Sammy's brainstorming as an idea elbowing its way around the inside of his mind, like Athena in the cranium of Zeus. This Athena allusion is also significant because Athena is traditionally the companion of heroes and the goddess of heroic endeavor. It seems to further set up Sammy and Joseph as our heroes, and their creation of the escapist as a noble, heroic endeavor. This depiction of Sammy and Joseph brainstorming as miraculous goes along with Chabon's belief, which we saw in his interviews, that all art forms, including often overlooked genres like science fiction and romance, and of course comics, have validity as reflections of reality and of their makers. For Chabon, escapism in art isn't something to be derided, but to be valued. I'd like to also discuss the question Joseph poses to Sammy in this passage, which is, what is the why? Why have these characters or golems been summoned? Why have they been talked into life? For Sammy and Joseph, answering this question is the key to what transforms the indestructible Superman to the relatable Clark Kent. The why provides the heart that Sammy and Joseph need to produce a compelling character instead of just a living muscle like the mighty molecule. Sammy and Joseph, and I believe Chabon, thinks it's important to discover for the escapist and their characters why. Why are they the way they are? Why do they do the things they do? Every superhero needs an origin story to reveal his kryptonite weaknesses and to make him relatable to us. Without these humanizing origin myths, these superheroes just become a grotesque golem facsimile of his creators that remains immobile. The origin story, the why, is what breathes life to the two-dimensional golem that Sammy and Joseph have created. Working off of this idea, creator Chabon also works hard to answer what is the why for each of his flawed heroes, Sammy and Joseph, and even some of what we might consider peripheral characters or sidekicks, like Anna Pohl and George Dixie. I'm looking forward to really digging into this in class and to hear what y'all have to say. I personally believe the answer to Joseph's why is supplied by his own origin story, a harrowing tale of escape from Prague, and the resultant and pervasive survivor's guilt he experiences. The why for Sammy lies partly in his conflicted feelings about his father's abandonment, which becomes apparent when Joseph accurately guesses why Sammy doesn't want the escapist to be strong, and of course, Sammy's sexuality. Not only does this exchange between the two give us insight into the heart of Sammy and what gives him breath, but it also reveals that much like stories reflect their storytellers in Caramello, golems reflect their makers in this novel. Similar to how a rabbi shaped the golem from his own human form and branded it with the marks of his hand, so Sammy and Joseph leave fingerprints of their own lives on the character of the escapist. How have Sammy and Joseph's lives, wishes and ambitions shaped the escapist? And conversely, how do we see how Sammy and Joseph themselves are impacted by their creation? Is there a danger to this creative process? Since the Prague golem eventually turned on its master, do we see this happening with Sammy and Joseph's golem? Lastly, can Sammy and Joseph also be read as golems themselves? Can one be both created and creator at the same time? And if this is the case, what does it tell us about the nature of reality and fiction? These are all topics I'm looking forward to discussing in class tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon.